Welcome to the blessing Sunday of the month of March. And in this month of March, nothing shall prevent you from marching forward. In Jesus' name. Very, very quickly, we shall be addressing the blessing covenant. The blessing covenant. The blessing covenant in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 2. The Bible said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. The Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus Christ. Very, very quickly, looking at the blessing covenant, this is the part one of the message. Our objective number one is to understand the power of covenant. And number two, to understand the covenant details of the blessing covenant. Understand the power of the covenant. And then secondly, understand the covenant details of the blessing covenant. There are three things that we want to note by way of introduction that scriptures make clear. Scriptures make three things clear that we want to understand. Number one, that God is a covenant-keeping God. God is a covenant-keeping God. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and in verse 9, the Bible made it clear. It said, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. God is a covenant keeping God. He's the God of covenant. Secondly, we see from scripture, secondly, that covenant is universal in applicability. Is universally applicable. Is universal in applicability. Anywhere the day and night happens, covenant is applicable. Wherever you find the sun and wherever you find the moon, there you find the covenant. In Jeremiah chapter 33 and in verse 20, the Bible speaking said, thus saith the Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, that there should not be day and night in their season, then may my covenant with David also be broken. So anywhere there is day, anywhere there is night, anywhere there is sun, anywhere there is moon, the covenant is applicable. The covenant is applicable. Finally, on this note, that the covenant is both reliable and unbreakable. It's reliable and unbreakable. If you can break my covenant of the day and break my covenant of the night, then you can break my covenant with David. The covenant is both reliable and unbreakable. We read that just now in Jeremiah 33 and in verse 20. The covenant is very, very simple. It is an agreement between two parties that is mutually agreeable. It's an agreement between two parties that places responsibilities on both parties. You have an agreement, you have a marriage covenant, you have an employment covenant where you this is what you will do, and then at the end of the month or in response to your employment, this is what your employer will do. The covenant of service, you will serve the Lord your God and he will bless your bread and your water. The covenant of the blessing. So when I do what I am meant to do, I don't need to beg God to do what he is meant to do. The way it is if the day happens, you don't beg the night to happen. Do you understand what I'm saying now? You don't need to pray for night to come after day has happened. The other way is true. If it is night, nobody wakes up in the night and say, oh God, please may day break. Right? The day must break. There is something that joins them. They are just so connected and interchangeable. They are interchangeable. It's like the game of what do you call, the game of chess. And some of these games, you move, you don't need to beg the other to move. Your move commits the move of the other. If I have moved the other person, I just wait on him to move. I don't beg him, I don't pray, I don't do nothing. When he moves, then I move. After I have moved, then he moves. That is how it is with God. So the blessing is anchored on covenant. When people say, God, bless me, bless me. Praying for blessing is not necessary if the covenant details are applied. Well, Jacob prayed for the blessing, but he prayed after he has done certain details of the covenant. He made a vow in Genesis chapter 28. And several other places we see in scripture. People who receive the blessing from the Lord follow the details of the covenant. So we are going to be looking at about 10 of those details this morning. It's going to be repeated in the second service, except that we are going to use different scriptures. But the covenant is the same. What is expected of me if I am to expect the blessing from the Lord? Number one detail of the blessing covenant is upright living. Upright living. Job chapter 1 verse 1. He said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright. One that feared God and eschewed evil. Keep going. And they were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And look at, his substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. If you look at verse 10, Satan was testifying, hast thou not blessed him? Hast thou not made an hedge about him? And about his house, and about all that he has on every side, thou hast blessed him. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance and his increase in the land. What was it that qualified Job for this? He was upright, he feared God, he eschewed evil. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3 is the second scripture here. The Bible said, it said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. This is blessing covenant. If you will be upright and not crooked, if you will be straight and not crooked, the blessing is guaranteed. But it doesn't matter how wealthy, how influential or powerful a crooked man is today, a fraudulent person is today, whatever he has does not have a future. Because if it is blessing from God, detail is upright living. That was number one. Number two is receiving and obeying the word of God. Receiving and obeying the word of God. We already read it in Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 to 2. Where he said, if you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you. Receiving and obeying the word of the Lord. Also, it's the same. We just read in Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3 just now. We read that also in Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He receives the law and he meditates on the word. That guarantees him the blessing. Look at Isaiah chapter 48, verse 18 to verse 19. He said, "Oh, that you have hearkened to my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river. Your righteousness would have been like the waves of the sea. Your seed also would have been like the sand. Your offsprings of thy bowels like the gravel thereof. And your name would not be cut off nor destroyed from before me if you only hearkened to my voice." I've got joy like a river. Joy like a river. Joy like a river in my soul. I've got joy like a river. Got joy like a river. Joy like a river in my soul. I've got peace like the ocean. Peace like the ocean. Peace like the ocean in my soul. I've got peace like an ocean. Peace like the ocean. Peace like the ocean in my soul. You say you can, if you hearken. What was it that shifted Peter? What do men say that I am? Some say Jeremiah, some say Elijah. Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." He said, "Blessed art thou, Simon, Bar Jonah." That is lacking in Jonah's kind of life. This is not the Jonah's type of man that I say, "Go here," he went there. Hallelujah. You don't understand that. Simon, what? He said, "Blessed," because he saw something that others never saw. Please, when you open the scripture, ask God to show you what you haven't seen. That light from scripture, that revelation from scripture that you act, that you turn into practical applicability, that revelation blesses you beyond your imagination. It connects you to a blessing that money cannot buy and that money cannot give. And so, number two is receiving and obeying the word of God. It blesses you. Some of the most blessed people I know on the earth, people like Copeland, God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo, and several others, they are people that are word addicted to the word. Number three is being a covenant, a blessing, being a giving covenant practitioner. A giving covenant practitioner. Here is the realm of being the living the God first life in tithes and offerings. Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 33, he said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Somebody say, what's the tithe all about? The tithe is not about the law, it's about the covenant. God gave Abraham the covenant of the blessing in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and verse 3. And after he gave him the covenant of the blessing, it looked like he told Abraham that if this blessing will catch, there is something to do. And Abraham began to do it. That's over 430 years before the law of Moses was given. So it has nothing to do with law. In Genesis 14 verse 18 and all the way to verse 20, we saw Abraham apply, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was a priest of the Most High God, and blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him the tithes of all. At the point of the blessing, the tithe was given. Somebody said, but what about New Testament? This looked like the Old Testament. Jesus made a comment on the tithe in Matthew chapter 23 and in verse 23. If you look at it, Matthew 23, he said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and you have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy and faith. This ought ye to have done, and not leave the other undone. You pay tithe, you have not done wrong, but there are other things that you have omitted. Now look at the Living Bible version of that rendering. Living Bible, New Living Translation of Matthew 23:23. Please quickly. He said, yes, woe upon you, Pharisees and you other religious leaders, hypocrites, for you tithe down to the last mint leaf in your garden. But you ignore the important things of justice. You are tithing but hating people. You are tithing but wicked and brutal. You know, justice and mercy and faith. Yes, you should tithe. But you shouldn't leave the more important things undone. That lays to rest many things. So what is the use of tithing and you are not greeting your brother? What is the use of tithing and you are a thief? What is the use of tithing and you are tithing out of the selling your body? Some kind of things. Tithing, yes. But the things of upright living, you can't leave that undone. That's what he's saying. Somebody say aloud, amen. This is the covenant fathers work in this. Contemporary people are working in that. And it produces being a giving covenant practitioner. That was that. And then number four is being a blessing. Being a blessing. In Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 2 all the way to verse 3, the Bible speaking, he said, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I'll bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Being a blessing. Beloved, when the river flows, the river that flows will not dry. It is the river that is stagnant that stinks. I hear that the Dead Sea flows into nothing and nothing flows into it. So nothing can live inside it. The Dead Sea. Being a blessing means being an asset to your generation. We are talking about being a blessing generally now. It means being an asset to your generation. Being a gift to your world. It means being a joy of your generation. That is the place where you work, for example. Your employer is happy that you are with him. Genesis chapter 30 and in verse 27. Laban was speaking about Joseph. And Laban said, I pray you, if I have found favor in your eyes, he's talking to an employee, remain with me. For I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake. That is, this man was working in a place where the workplace exploded because he was there. there are liability employees. There are people that are a challenge of organizations. And they are inside church begging God to bless them. They are causing losses to organizations. They are not justifying their salary. And they are asking God to bless them. It doesn't happen. Even though Laban decided to cheat Jacob. God saw the commitment of Jacob. And saw the way he labored. And saw the blessing he was to Laban. And he said, Jacob, calm down. Your blessing is not in the hand of your boss. You have done your best to be a blessing to him. I will bless you. And Jacob became bigger than Laban later. There are people seated here today. In a short while, God will make you bigger than those that you are meant to be under right now. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Lift your hand, say, I shall be a blessing. I am a blessing. Anywhere I am, anywhere I am found, I am a blessing to my world. I am a trigger of joy and fulfillment anywhere I am found. When you are not there, the people will miss something. That is what it means. You are an addition, not a subtraction. You are a plus factor. I went to see the children in Destiny Christian Academy a few days. I think that was... How many of you were there? I went there to see them. I think it was Friday night. Where was the girl that was working with the spondylosis? Is she in the church? Yes, come. So you are the one walking straight now, almost running. Was there any of our friends who were there the day I prayed for her? Which day was it? Thursday night. How many of you were there the day I prayed? Okay, come. What was wrong with you before then?
I had lumbar
scoliosis. Lumbar scoliosis. So there is a deviation of the spine that is making her. Show me how she was walking that day. Do you remember? It was more painful than that. So I walked there, just normal visit to see them, and I saw her walking into the class, the prep like this. What is wrong with this? She has scoliosis. It's a deviation of the spine. Lateral deviation, that is sideways deviation of the spine. Instead of the spinal cord like this, it just bent like that. And terrible. And I prayed for her. Now show the devil how you can move now. Wow. So after that, I told them, I said, you know what? I will visit you people on Saturday just to see you. I will come around 4 p.m. Okay, go ahead. But because body is not wood. After the night vigil, before I could say praise the Lord, I have woken up. What's wrong? So I was writing and writing and writing and then slept back and forgot. I was already up about around 7. I remembered that I have promised to visit them by 4, and this is 7. So I drove there in a hurry about 7:30 or 8 or so. And I saw them standing near the gate. I said, what's happening? I said, you say you are coming. I said, I am coming by 4, and this is almost to 8. I said, supposing I did not go. I was asking her. That is, you said you are coming, we are waiting. We don't want to assume that you forgot or that you can say you are coming and you don't come. Congratulations. God bless you all. Remain healed and permanently whole in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise. Hallelujah. And I don't know how you feel, but what value do people hold you? Anywhere, where you work, where you employees, but whoever. Whatever you do with your life, your reward is not from men. God may pass through men to reward you, but God is the rewarder. So being a blessing, many people don't know what the thing that can trigger the blessing. God can use your boss. This dedicated, faithful staff. Let me send you to London. Let me send you here. Let me send you there. Very, very important. Now, being a blessing generally is number four, but I'm going to be going into specifics right now. And that is number five is accessing the blessing of the less privileged. Accessing the blessing of the less privileged. I don't want to use the word poor. There is a blessing that can flow, that is transmitted into your life by what you do with the less privileged. In Proverbs chapter 19 verse 17, the Bible said, he that has pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given will he pay him again. He has pity upon the poor. He is lending to the Lord, and what he has given, that is a covenant. God is saying, any favor you do to the poor, it is money you have borrowed me. Can God owe anybody? Any favor you have done the poor, you just borrowed me money. You borrowed Jehovah money. He said, lend it to the Lord. Now, you look at that in the life of Job, in Job chapter 29, verse 11 to 13, and verse 15 to 17. Job 29, 11 to 13, 15 to 17. He said, Job said, when the ear heard me, it blessed me. And when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Why? Because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me. That is the person who was about to die that I rescued. He blessed me. His blessing landed on me. I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I was eye to the blind and feet was eye to the lame. I was a father to the poor. And the cause which I knew not, I searched out. He said, and I break the jaws of the wicked and pluck the spoil out of his mouth. I was doing things and doing things for the poor, the less privileged. Now when we go around the world, to Philippines and to places, and then you are doing welfare and you are doing medical outreach, you are not going there to collect money from people, you are doing all this. These are triggers and activators of the blessing. Our legal department here, I'm sure very soon they will tell us what they have been doing by the instrumentality of the church, where they go to bail people that are unable to pay bail terms, especially those who are innocent, where they go. All manner, they are doing things, and they will show us very, very soon. You see, I pluck the victim from the jaw of the oppressor. Job was doing that. And as Job did that, Job became one of the most important persons that lived in his generation, blessing the poor and blessing the less privileged. Let me read one more passage. Psalm 40 verse 1 to verse 3. He said, Psalm 41. He said, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He shall be blessed upon the earth. And you will not deliver him to the desires of his enemies. Hey! The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. You will make up his bed in his sickness. That is, you will get him, tell him, stand up from sick bed. You are not meant to lie there. He that has pity on the poor. So this is one of the covenant pillars of the blessing. That if you are doing this, you don't need to beg to be blessed. You don't need to beg God to be blessed. There are those that God will use with foundations, with charities, and with several things that are administering help and scholarships to orphans, to poor children, and so on and so forth. And you are trusting God for money just for that purpose, being a blessing. And where I mentioned the covenant, the giving covenant, your flowing is flowing in fighting, flowing in crusades, flowing in church buildings and church plantings. That is a channel where you are flowing. Being, accessing the blessing of a less privilege. What number are we? I have 10 and I trust God to finish them. Can you place on the screen so that you can, it's better that way. Accessing the blessing of the less privileged. Now, we are moving to accessing parental blessings. Accessing parental blessings. In Genesis chapter 27, verse 1 to verse 4, the scripture made it clear that parents are custodians of the blessing. It came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here am I. And he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapon, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison. And make me savory meat such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. Alright, that was all the way to verse 4. If you go to verse 27 to 29, the blessing landed on Jacob. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore God give you of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let the people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. That was the blessing of Isaac to Jacob. Do you understand what was happening here? Jacob had been the kind of child that made his father happy. He said, give me savory meat, the one that I love, which means what? The one you know. So there had been such a relationship with them, where this guy knows what his father likes, and he has been giving his father. The only difference now is that I'm about to die. Give me the final one. Let me bless you before I go. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to verse 4. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to verse 4. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, that has a promise attached. What is the promise? That's the covenant. That it may be well with you, your welfare on earth, and that you may live long on the earth. So your welfare on earth is connected. How well you do is connected to a covenant that has to do with what you do with your parents. Question. Supposing the parent is a witch or a wizard or somebody who wants you dead. Well, if it is true and God has confirmed it, channel towards God. There are things you can still do without giving physical cash. You can give cloth. You can give food items and some things that is not usable against you. Am I communicating at all? But you are obeying scriptures. What if parents are dead already? God, there is no father like God. And there is no mother like God. What you could have done for mother or father can be channeled in his direction. Or if you feel convinced that God gave you a spiritual parent, that is a possibility. He says parents in the Lord. Am I communicating? But this is a channel. But there are so many people who don't know why things are not working in their lives. They are living in very beautiful house in Abuja, and the roof of the father is leaking in the village. And the mother is begging for food and borrowing money from the neighborhood. They are eating ishewu, nkwobi joint, goat head pepper soup. And parent is not even able to get a square meal at home. That is a curse. Spending money on strange people. Strange man, strange woman, strange people. Meanwhile, the person that brought you forth into this world, the gate of your entrance into this world is attacked. That doesn't look good. That doesn't sound good. These are hidden covenants of the blessing. My mother and father are passed. Right? And for as long as they lived, they were ministered to heavily, monthly. Now they have passed. My mother has siblings that are alive. All of them are on a pay every month. Do you understand what I'm saying? And whenever we go home in seasons, people from the father's side are gathered and things are done for them. And things like that. Apart from what is done for God directly and continuously. There are more things that I cannot talk about. But we mention some of these things because examples communicate principles. Somebody say a loud amen. One of the people that is has the same mother, that is my mother's brother, the living one, is of the other religion. That does not stop his allowance. I will talk about that later. His son is a full practicing other religion. We passed him through high institution, paid all his school fees. He comes home, he stays in my house. I don't force him to change. Do you understand what I'm saying? I gave him books to read. He read, I said, do you understand? He said, yeah, I understand. But not change yet. Praise the Lord. So these are covenants accessing the blessing of the parent. This is very, very critical. And I believe that if you have other questions about that, I'm sure God will help us to answer it. But accessing the blessing. Parental blessings. Number seven, accessing priestly and prophetic blessings. The priest or the prophet that is over your life is a channel of your blessing. In Numbers chapter 6 and in verse 23 to 26, the Bible said, speak unto Aaron and to his sons, saying on this wise, ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So the priests are custodians of the blessing of God on the lives of the people. Hosea chapter 12 and in verse 13. The Bible said, and by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. Your prophet is for your preservation. And your prophet is for your profit. These are things that God established. I have been a practitioner of being a blessing to priests. Giving heavy honor to the priests that are ahead of me. God's servant, Papa Oyedepo, Bishop, Papa Adeboye, Papa Kumuyi, and as many as God brought, but my father in the Lord, Bishop Oyedepo, honor from the scratch till tomorrow. I remember One of the days, many years ago, I took a little offering. Say, if I could buy a plane, I would have bought it for you. But this, I'm sure this can do plane tire. Just to honor. The kind of honor that God has caused us to see everywhere. One of the crusades we are having in this week in one of the cities in Nigeria. Pastors of different churches, those we don't know anything, we don't know at all pulled together. Some have given their church venues as accommodation for people coming from local government. Opened it up. People we don't know. They are traveling from everywhere to come. Dr. Misenenche said, this sounds like Rehabonki meeting. That is how it used to be. Because when he passed our way, we gave him all the honor. During this Glory Dome dedication, he was almost going to come. We're trying to get a plane. I said, I wish it was now. We can send two or three at once if possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very, very important. The value you place on the prophet, who you perceive as God's ordained prophet for your life, that value, that relationship, that regard, hearkening to the instruction and as God directs you, flowing into the blessing of that prophet, it brings the blessing in immeasurable ways. Things that money cannot buy. But let me add a caution. Any prophet who decides to put you under pressure of giving is not worth a dime. There is no genuine prophet who is looking for what you have. And I say this with all humility. Every genuine prophet of God or priest that carries the blessing, you need what they have. They don't need what you have. That is in all humility. Elijah could have survived without the widow of Zarephath. But is the other way possible? I need an answer. Elijah could have survived. If Elijah survived the brook, he was around the brook and raven fed him and he was everywhere. He could have done well without the widow of Zarephath. The question is whether the widow could have survived the famine without Elijah. It's very, very clear. But having said that, don't let anybody put you under pressure. The Lord said you should give me an offering. Tell him I have not heard. I heard the story of someone who said to someone, so and so car, this particular kind of car, this car with this kind of color, this that particular car, I see that car as if it is a coffin. And the person said, really? So what do? Sow it as a seed. So if I sow it as a seed, it will be correct. All right. Can you deliver it from being a coffin so I can still hold it? Deliver the car. If you can use it and it will not be a problem to you, pray on it so that I can use it. For where? Uncuffing it. Those are manipulations and gimmicks that don't have a future. Don't bow. There was a time in the body of Christ many, many years ago where people used to claim people's things. I claim your tithe. Terrible. Somebody say amen. Are you receiving anything at all? In everything we do, there should be that balance. And just ensure. I heard a story where someone said, the Lord says you should sow 100,000. And the person said, okay, this is 80,000. Say it is not enough. that's not the way to go. But accessing the priestly and prophetic blessing is real. Everyone connected, associated, and related to this ground. Ensure you are not under any pressure or force by any prophet, whether of this commission or anywhere. Ensure, whether it is locations, don't be under any pressure. For one man said I should send him an account number for, he wants to be a part of the crusade. So I sent him church account number. He said, what of your own account? He's a pastor to a minister of the gospel. I said, you said you want to support, you want to give towards crusades. And it is church account that warehouse crusade, is not me. He said, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I need your account as well. I said, all right, if you do, no problem. But you are saying, I want to give to the work of the Lord. Here is where to put into for the work of the Lord. This is very, very important. Accessing priestly and prophetic blessings. I have two more and then we are done. Are you ready for number 8? Very, very serious. Accessing the blessing of hired servants. Today, the Bible calls it hired servant, but today we call it paid employees. There is a blessing that comes from how you deal with those who work with you, who work for you. Abraham was such a man. In Genesis chapter 14 and in verse 14, the Bible said, concerning Abraham, when Abraham heard that his brother was taking captives, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. Abraham had people that were born in his house. Abraham took care of people, parents, who gave birth to children in his house, that he trained into an army. What a man. His house was big enough as a training ground, a raising ground. No wonder he had such capacity of the blessing. Leviticus chapter 19 verse 13. Look at what the Bible said. Leviticus chapter 13 verse, chapter 19 verse 13. Thou shalt not defraud your neighbor, neither rob him the salary of him that is employed, shall not abide with you all night till morning. You are paying people daily pay. Don't let it cross into tomorrow. That's what the Bible said. You are paying people monthly salary. Don't let February. February has ended. And we are in March now. You have not paid. You say you are under a curse. No be me talker. Can you see the number of people that are under curses in this nation? Huh? Organizations, institutions, governments, and they are wondering why things are not working. If you cannot afford their pay, disengage them honorably. If you can't pay driver, drive yourself. If you can't pay cleaner, clean your house. If you can't pay dry cleaner, dry clean your clothes. You can't pay cook, cook your food. You call yourself a so-called big man. and everybody around you is grumbling. Not that they are looking for extra money. They are asking for the basic salary. It's awful. Do you understand what I'm talking? I cannot understand. A young lady met me the other day. And he was complaining about where she was working. I should assist, find a sort of job for her somewhere. I'll tell you about that shortly. And I said, okay. But I heard that the place is back. I said, no, I'm not okay with the working in the place. Why? Everything is upside down. You can work for 3 months and they pay you the salary of 1 month. You are being owed for maybe 4 months and they pay you like 1.5 months. Just keep working. What a yes operation is that? And not that money is not coming in. So the place is upside down. Nothing works there. Things get grounded almost permanently. Look at James chapter 5 verse 1. James chapter 5 verse 1. Go to now. Give me your attention, you rich men. Weep and howl for the miseries that shall come on you. Big man, get ready to cry. Get ready for the miseries that will come on you. What will happen? Go to the next verse. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you. That is, you heaped up money. People are dying. Money is rotting in bank accounts. You can't help anybody. You heaped up gold. And it's rusting away. How many of you heard some time ago that they went and dug somebody's house and found dollars and naira that rusted in the earth? Go back to verse 3. Go back to verse 3. He said, and shall eat. He said, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last day. But this is a major problem now, verse 4. Behold, the hire, the salary of the laborers who reap down your field, which you kept back by fraud, is crying. And the cry of the people that labored for you has entered the ear of the Lord of the Sabaoth. Because you are bigger than them, you refuse to pay. Both the salary and the employee are crying. And Jehovah heard. So he said he would deal with you. That will never be your portion. Anybody, give them this, anybody you know that is employing people, give him this message. Just cut number 8. Are you following what I'm saying? People travel with you abroad. They give you an extra code. $2,000, $3,000 for them. You cut it to half and give them $1,000. You are the big man. They are thanking you, not knowing that you have cheated them. What kind of life is that? What shall it profit a man to gain the world and lose it? So where are you going with all of this? Where are you going? That is why there are so many cursed people with money. They have some money, but they are under curses because of the level of oppression and the level of fraud. Round off. I would have broken this into two, but let me just round off. Number 9 is commitment to kingdom service. It is a channel of the blessing. Exodus 23:25-26. Exodus 23:25-26. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and it shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Serve the Lord your God, and he blesses your bread, he blesses your water. Serve the Lord your God. Serve the Lord your God. Serve the Lord your God. In evangelism, in soul winning, serve the Lord your God in kingdom. Don't just sit down in church. It is a key to the blessing. Job 36 verse 11. If they obey and serve him, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. If they obey and serve him, if they obey and serve him, if they obey and serve him, obey him, we said that earlier on, but serve him. Give God your time, give God your energy, give God your resources, and he will bless you. Some people are wondering why we move the way we move. Serve him. With the level of abandonment we do, with the level of, how do you do crusade 1 week, two days, morning, night, commanding the day, everything, and you think I should be stranded? Somebody called me this, sent a message early this morning. He said, excuse me, sir, what time is the flight for the crusade we're going? He was about to organize a plane. And I said, hold on, there is another arrangement. If you will need to, I will let you know. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hold on, there is another arrangement. All the arrangement, no money. There's another arrangement. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Serve the Lord. Don't serve yourself. Don't serve your own pleasure. Serve the Lord. And it is a guarantee of the blessing. Commitment to kingdom service. And number 10, commitment to diligent labor. There are people who think they can be blessed without working. It's not possible. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 8, it said, the Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land with the Lord thy God, give a day. The blessing of the Lord is looking for the work of your hands. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your thoughts and upon all. So your hands must be on things, all that you set your hand on to. God will never bless empty hands. He will never bless lazy hands. He will never bless unoccupied hands. He will never. That is why we have the plague in our generation today. All manner of young children trying to enter into fraud, trying to get money without work, without laying their hands on anything. Genesis, when the brethren of Joseph came and he was presenting them to Pharaoh. Genesis chapter 47 verse 6. Look at what Pharaoh said. He said to Joseph, the land of Egypt is before you. In the best of the land, make your father and your brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen, let them dwell. And if you know among your brothers anyone who carry energy, men of activity, men of kakrakarity, precious men. Do you know that in your dictionary, Kakra karity. Pakrashos. He said, then make them rulers over my cattle. Don't carry any lazy person to manage my wealth. Don't carry any tired boy. Young men falling in love with siesta. Giving birth to disaster. No. Men of activity. Destiny answers to energy. Energy. One pastor told me, I said, go and do work. He said, what kind of work should I do? I said, you don't know what to work? Work. Sit up with the word. We sit up in planning. We sit up in organization. We sit up in praying. We sit up in study, writing. My pen and papers, they finish at the frequency of light. My wife is supplying me pen all the time. Before we can fly from here to a 4 or 5 hours journey, pens have finished. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Songs are going. Books are being written. All manner of happening at the same time. You can't be stranded. Somebody say a loud amen. Someone is blessed today. Who is the most blessed person? Who feels alive? You feel alive. You feel on fire. You feel energized. Stand up on your feet in a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. The loudest shout of victory. Give him the loudest shout. Remain standing and look at the things we have just dealt with so far. Alright, give us the introduction, covenant, what we talk about. Please read it with me. Number one, let's be in school. Number one, God is a covenant keeping God. Number two, covenant is universal in applicability. Number three, the covenant is both reliable and unbreakable. Now, what are the details? Number one, upright living. Number two, receiving and obeying the word of God. Number three, being a giving covenant practitioner. Number four, being a blessing. Number five, accessing the blessing of the less privileged. Number six, accessing parental blessings. Number seven, accessing priestly and prophetic blessings. Number eight, accessing the blessing of hired servants, paid employees. Number nine, commitment to kingdom service. And number ten, commitment to do diligent labor. Go and do likewise. Go and succeed. Go and be blessed in the name of Jesus. Would you lift up your hands everywhere you are? Appreciate God for the word you received. Within the next few minutes, we shall take the communion of the blessed. Lift your voice and appreciate him and say, Father. I need somebody at the mic. Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you. For your word. To me today. Be glorified, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
For your word.
To me today. I can never be the same. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray for the next 1 minute. Open your mouth and pray. Father, we give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and speak right now. Say, Father, let your word be fulfilled in my life. Say, Father, I receive the grace to apply this word of the blessing in my life in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, lift your voice and speak to God. I receive the grace. In Jesus' name we are praying. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5. Zechariah, can we read together?
For I say the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her.
Lift up your voice and pray, say, Father,
Father,
we ask that your wall of fire,
and glory
in the midst of us
will shield your people
from every arrow
of disease,
destruction,
all death,
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that your wall of fire and glory in the midst of us will shield your people from every arrow of disease, every arrow of destruction, every arrow of death, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that your wall of fire and glory in the midst of us will shield us, your people, from every arrow of disease, every arrow of destruction, every arrow of death. Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Isaiah chapter 16, verse 18. Let's read together.
Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy wall salvation, and thy gates praise. Hallelujah.
Let's lift up our voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask you intervene,
that you intervene
in our nation,
and rid us
of violence,
wasting,
and destruction
within our borders.
Lord, in Jesus' name.
Cause salvation
and pray
to explode
within our nation.
Lord,
in Jesus' name.
Lift up your voice. Father, we ask that you intervene in our nation and rid us of violence, of wasting, and of destruction within our borders, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cause salvation and praise to explode within our nation, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Proverbs 19 and in verse 21, let's read together. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Lift your right hand as we pray together. Say, Father, Father,
Father,
Father,
Father,
we ask
that you frustrate
every agenda
of the kingdom
of darkness
for our nation
and perfect
your purpose
for our nation
in this season.
Lord,
in Jesus' name,
go ahead and
Father,
Lord,
we ask that you frustrate every agenda of the kingdom of darkness for our nation and perfect your purpose for our nation in this season, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you frustrate every agenda of the kingdom of darkness for our nation and perfect your purpose for our nation in this city, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us have such a success for the good of the Habibi.
Matthew 16:18-19.
Let's read together.
And I say unto thee,
thou art Peter,
and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Hallelujah. Say, Father,
Father,
with this mantle,
the agenda
of the gates of hell,
against the forces
of the Antichrist,
against the growth
of your church,
of dunamis,
in this season.
Oh Lord,
we bring them
into defeat
and destruction
in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your voice.
Father, we dismantle the agenda of the gates of hell and of the forces of the Antichrist against the growth of your church, of dunamis, in this season, Lord. We bring them into defeat and destruction in the name of Jesus. Father, we dismantle the agenda of the gates of hell and of the forces of the Antichrist against the growth of your church of dunamis in this season, O Lord. We bring them into defeat and destruction
In the name of Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, verse 6 and then 47. Let's read together. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Verse 6.
Now when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language, praising God, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, we ask for the explosion of the fire of revival in the church, as well as the crusade ground in this season, for a massive harvest and disciples of souls. Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray.
Let us ask for the explosion of the fire of revival in the church, as well as on the crusade ground in this season, for a massive harvest and discipleship of souls, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for the explosion of the power of revival in the church, as well as on the crusade ground in this season, for a massive harvest of souls, Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands everywhere you are. Right here, everyone in need of surrender to Jesus, forgiveness for your sins. You heard the message, number one, upright living. Lord, I have not lived the way I should live. I've lived crookedly. I've lived in ways that have not honored God. And I'm not proud of how I've lived. But Lord, I am asking that you come into my life. Save me. Deliver me from the power of sin. I surrender myself to you today. Anywhere you are, place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. And say it louder. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Say, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. And thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. You pray that prayer, can I see your hand everywhere you are? Wave it, so many hands, everywhere you are. I'd like you to rush forward. I will give you the count of 20 from the ground, from the galleries everywhere. While they do so, communion distribution can also be on. Quickly, rush to the front here. I give you the count of 20 as you come to surrender your life to Jesus. Give us the song. One. Please remain standing while they come. Just 1 minute. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Come forward here. Two. Alright, take your seat, people. Take your seat. Keep coming. Ushers, direct them. Ushers, direct the people coming. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19 and 20. Every moment of the week. While they keep on coming, Anyone here who needs to rededicate their life to Jesus, you quickly step forward as well. Or you are here today, you are bound by an addiction, a lifestyle you are not happy with. Drinking, smoking, womanizing, masturbation, lesbianism, homosexuality, gay, drunkenness, fraud, gambling. And you are not happy with that life. Quickly rush again to the front and let's receive you again. One, I've got my mind made up. Two, three, keep coming. Four, five, six, seven, eight, rush forward here, nine, and ten. My Jesus, someday. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, thank you for hearing and thank you for answering. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.